RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you news commentary, Today in History, Focus and News in Brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian House of Representatives, DPR, disagrees to extend Freeport contract. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla aims 7% growth in economy. Indonesian House confirms its attendance at international parliamentarian meetings. Now the news in detail. Vice Chairman of Indonesian House of Representatives Fahri Hamzah on Tuesday in Jakarta conveyed his disagreement over Freeport contract extension. He said that Indonesia already has the capacity to develop gold mining in Papua without needing to further extend Freeport contract.
Jelaslah, ini kan nggak akan diperpanjang.
We definitely would not extend a Freeport contract if we see the national interest. It is impossible that we extend it. Why we do not respect our national capacity? We have many mining companies. We have enough national capacity. Gold mining is an old technology. This is not about creating a plant with high-end technology. This is about digging the land, mixing it with mercury and come up with gold as the result. It's not a difficult thing. Previously, PT Freeport Indonesia has applied for an extension of working contract last July. However, the discussion on that matter will be conducted no less than 2019. Currently, Freeport has a contract to conduct gold mining in Papua up until 2021. Vice President Yusuf Kalla targets an economic growth of 7% within the next 5 years. In order to achieve this, productivity and society consumption must continue to be maintained. Yusuf Kalla said in Tempo Economic Briefing 2016 in Jakarta on Tuesday, November 17th, that growth is valued by the productivity and consumption aspects, so both should be maintained. To achieve this, Indonesia should first realize its current position and its future economic goals. Indonesia's economic growth is currently at 4.7%. To reach the 7% level, all parties should focus on the purpose of the country. With the recent decline in export, investment should be accelerated. Today, Tempo Media Group held its annual Tempo Economic Briefing 2016 agenda. This year's event is dubbed Mengembalikan Pertumbuhan Ekonomi Indonesia 2016, Restore the Economic Growth of Indonesia 2016. It focuses on revamping logistics to increase economic growth. The Indonesian House of Representatives shows concern toward regional development budget in 2016 state budget approved in the past plenary meeting. The concern is regarding the size of the budget prepared by the government for rural development in Indonesia. In his opening remark at the Indonesian House of Representatives plenary meeting Monday in Jakarta, House Speaker Setia Novanto expected that the government will all of related parties will improve their readiness to manage the rural funds for promoting rural economy.
DPR juga mengharapkan
the Indonesian House of Representatives, DPR, also hopes the rural fund will be prioritized to increase regional development as well as to improve the people's economy after the approval of the 2016 state budget.
Moreover, Setia Novanto encouraged the Indonesian government to immediately deliver written materials regarding program plans in 2016 before the implementation begins. According to Setia Novanto, it is aimed at ensuring every program and plan to meet the equitable development effort and needs to improve the people's economy. The Indonesian House of Representatives confirmed its readiness to attend several international parliamentarian meetings next December, including the United Nations Climate Change Conference as well as the 8th Asian Parliamentary Assembly. It was stated by Speaker of Indonesian House of Representatives Setia Novanto at the opening remarks of the Parliament plenary meeting Monday in Jakarta. According to him, the presence of the Indonesian Parliament in such global meetings is expected to provide positive contribution toward the international issues resolution.
Berkaitan dengan peran diplomasi parlemen pada masa persidangan dua ini, DPR.
Regarding the parliamentary diplomacy in this second working period, the Indonesian House of Representatives will assign delegates to participate in the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Paris on 5-6 of December 2015, as well as the 8th Asian Parliamentary Assembly Parliamentary Session in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, on December 8-11, 2015. We hope that our participation in the Global Forum will contribute positive solutions towards international issues discussed in the forum.
Besides confirming Indonesia's parliament participation in the global meetings in December, Setia Novanto also mentioned that the Indonesian parliament will also conduct a working visit to several friendly countries, namely the Philippines, Belgium, and Poland. Setia Novanto added that the parliament diplomacy means important role to support government's diplomacy as well as to strengthen bilateral relations. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian parliament was officially announced deep condolences to the tragic incident in Paris recently. The thought and prayer was conveyed by House Speaker Setia Novanto in his opening remark on the Indonesian Parliament plenary meeting Monday in Jakarta. According to Setia Novanto, the terrifying incident in Paris was against humanity values shared by people around the globe.
Pimpinan atas nama seluruh anggota DPR menyampaikan keprihatinan.
First of all, the chairman, on behalf of all members of Indonesian House of Representatives, officially conveyed our condolences to the people of Paris on terror attacks several days ago, which has caused the death of more than 150 people. It was such a heinous act condemned by the international community as it was against the humanity values and all religious teachings in the world.
Dan juga ajaran agama manapun di dunia ini.
Furthermore, Setia Novanto added that such tragic incident has shown that terror act still happens and threatens all the people. Setia Novanto therefore called on all parties to support global effort to handle such violation for not happening again in the future. Most businesses in Indonesia remain optimistic of growth prospects within the next 5 years, despite lingering anxiety amid global and local economic uncertainty, according to a survey by global consulting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers. PwC's 2015 Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC CEO survey released on Monday reported that 25% of respondents with business in Indonesia remain very confident about their prospects in the next 12 months, while 41% were somewhat confident. About 44% of respondents also still have plans to increase investments in Indonesia over the next year. Indonesia was cited, along with the United States and China, as being an attractive destination for future investment, the survey found. The government projects economic growth of up to 4.8% this year and 5.3% next year, in contrast to the relatively rosy outlook for Indonesia. PwC noted that optimism for revenue growth is mostly down across the Asia-Pacific region as a whole, showcasing the lowest level of confidence since 2012, mostly due to recent volatility in the financial markets. The last item, Banjaroya Tourist Village Administrator, Kulon Progo District, Yogyakarta, will hold a culinary festival this weekend to promote several of its local products. Banjaroya Tourist Village Coordinator Rokmandu Inuhayi said in Kulon Progo on Monday, November 16th, that the culinary festival will be held at Pasar Bendo Rest Area, Banjaroya, Kalibawang Sub-District, on November 21st to 22nd. The activities, which comprise food cooking contest from raw materials, includes durians, purple sweet potatoes, and bananas for individuals and groups. The Tourism and Culture Service of Yogyakarta, the Cultural Tourism Youth and Sport Service of Kulon Progo, and the village government of Banjaroya support the festival. Member of the Regional Parliament of Kulon Progo, Muhtarom Asrori, says, "The culinary festival is an event that supports tourism development. Local culinary must be highlighted in village tourism development. Besides boosting society's economy, culinary can also elevate society's distinctive foods." To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian House of Representatives, DPR, disagrees to extend Freeport contract. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla aims 7% growth in economy. Indonesian House confirms its attendance at international parliamentarian meetings. That was the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary. And today's commentary is on time for Indonesia to be more alert on the impact of terror attacks in France. Indonesian people, through the People's Consultative Assembly, strongly condemned the terrorist attack that occurred some time ago in Paris, France. It was a brutal and uncivilized act, and Indonesia has conveyed deep condolences to the people of France. The human tragedy that took place in Paris is pure a terrorist act and has nothing to do with religion, because any religion certainly would not support, even condemn, such cowardly and heinous acts. Indonesia strongly condemns the act of terrorism in the midst of the state of democracy and interreligious relations in the country, which are getting better. Still fresh in memory, not long time ago, there was a potential for violence that nearly sparked tension between religious communities in Tolikara, Papua. But the government swiftly and quickly resolved the issue so that the incident did not spread. What happened in Paris is a warning to remain vigilant against all forms of threats to the integrity of the nation, be it terror or incitement, because the potential for violence still exists, though sporadically. What happened in Paris is a reminder for the people around the world: with the terror attacks, vigilance should be increased as best as possible. Because of acts of terror can be done by anyone, anytime, anywhere, and in random. Indonesian people should not easily provoke and still keep the situation conducive. The Indonesian police have stated that there is no excessive impact of acts of terrorism occurring in Paris in the country. The national police keep improving alertness and intelligence to prevent unwanted things to happen, especially in the capital, Jakarta. While Jakarta police will increase security for all embassies, in particular the French embassies. The headquarters of the National Police and the Jakarta Police also give special attention to the embassies of European countries, America and Australia, which have proximity to France. Well, that was commentary over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on time for Indonesia to be more alert on the impact of terror attacks in France. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with Today in History, a regular segment bringing back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with 1989, about the Cold War. Velvet Revolution begins in Czechoslovakia. A student demonstration in Prague is quelled by a riot police. This sparks an uprising aimed at overthrowing the communist government, and it succeeds on December 29th. Velvet Revolution was a non-violent transition of power in what was then Czechoslovakia. The period of upheaval and transition took place from November 17 to December 29, 1989. Popular demonstration against the one-party government of the Communist Party in Czechoslovakia combined students and older dissidents. The end result was the end of 41 years of communist ruling in Czechoslovakia and a subsequent conversion to a parliamentary republic. The term Velvet Revolution was coined by Rita Klimova, the dissident's English translator who later became the ambassador to the United States. The term was used internationally to describe the revolution, although the Czech also used the term internally. After the dissolution of Czechoslovakia in 1993, Slovakia used the term Gentle Revolution, the term that Slovaks used for the revolution from the beginning. The Czech Republic continues to revert the events as Velvet Revolution. Next is the International Students' Day. It is an internationally observance of student community held annually on November 17th. Originally commemorating the Nazi German storming of Czech universities in 1939 and subsequent killing and sending the students to the concentration camps, a number of universities now mark it. Sometimes on a day other than November 17, and for a non-political celebration of the multiculturalism of their international students. The 17th of November was first marked as International Students' Day in 1941 in London by the International Students' Council, which had many refugee members in agreement with the Allies. And the tradition has been kept up by the successor of the International Union of Students, which together with the National Unions of Students in Europe and other groups has been lobbying to make the day an official United Nations observance. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today, it is on the holding of the G20 summit amid threat of terrorism. Amid the threat of terrorism that took place in Paris, France, Friday, November the 13th, several heads of state and government, including President Joko Widodo of Indonesia, still attend the summit of G20 in Turkey. The summit that will take place from November the 18th to 19th is themed Ensuring Inclusive and Robust Growth Through Collective Action. G20 is a group of 19 countries and the European Union, which include having a large economy in the world. A wide range of global issues will be discussed in the meeting. President Joko Widodo in Jakarta before leaving for Turkey said the holding of the G20 summit this time is very important because it takes place in the midst of global economic conditions which are facing several challenges. It is marked by a slowdown in the world economy, global financial market volatility, and declining commodity prices in world markets. In the G20 summit, Indonesia will also bring important issues like the reform of the world financial architecture. He once conveyed it on the 60th anniversary of the Asian African Conference last April, and Indonesia wanted to constantly push the world economic order based on justice. President Joko Widodo emphasized, as the country with the largest Muslim population in the world and the third largest democracy in the world, Indonesia will also convey the experience and best practices in the management of diversity and build harmony between Islam and democracy. Other global issues that will be discussed in the G20 summit in Turkey include climate change. Indonesia would affirm its commitment to implement the joint action in the face of climate change. Indonesia will also emphasize the importance of the world renewable energy resources in the world. In addition, on the sidelines of the G20, he will conduct bilateral meetings with several heads of state and government of G20 members. Related to that, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi said President Joko Widodo will ask for reform of world architecture while attending the G20 in Turkey. According to Minister Retno Marsudi, the president wants to push the importance of a just world economic order. For example, developed countries should pay more attention to developing countries in making a monetary policy. Minister Retno Marsudi explained there are three main agenda of the G20 meeting. Regarding terrorism, President Joko Widodo will convey the importance of international cooperation in combating terrorism, and there is no other way to cope besides international cooperation. On the other hand, Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said that one of the points to be conveyed by the government of Indonesia in the G20 meeting is the monetary policy of developed countries should take into consideration the effects on the global economy, particularly on developing countries. According to Bambang Brojonegoro, the global economy must learn quantitative easing of monetary stimulus undertaken since 2008. The United States is very powerful. Its stimulus triggers the growth of the world economy, especially developing countries. But the growth is not real, simply because the U.S. in the near future will again raise its interest rate. When the stimulus is stopped, it will directly impact on global economic growth and increase poverty and unemployment. Therefore, according to Minister Bambang Brojonegoro, the United States must consider developing countries. That was Focus Today from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Listener, welcome to headline of some national newspapers published on Tuesday, November 17, 2015 in Jakarta. We start from Kompas. In its headline, writes about President anger on the issue of PT Freeport share. Indonesian President Joko Widodo was shocked and angry toward information circulating in the community about the politicians and other sites suspected of using his name to ask for PT Freeport Indonesia's shares. The problem needs to be explained clearly. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said President Joko Widodo will drill down and ask for clarification related to the matter. The president also did not know what happened to the stock information request. Meanwhile, Media Indonesia in its headlines about the Court of Honor of Board MKD. Member of Parliament Mystery, who allegedly utilized the name of President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kalla to extend the contract of PT Freeport in Indonesia, began to unfold. Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Sudirman Said admitted has sent a letter to the Court of Honor of the Board MKD of the House, which mentioned the name of the House Speaker Setia Novanto. Meanwhile, Nasdem Faction Secretary Sharif Abdullah Al-Qadri asked MKD to be seriously and transparently in response what the energy minister do. Republika in its headline writes about French attack damaging public facilities in Raqqa, Syria. French fighter planes attacked the Syrian city of Raqqa Sunday midnight. The strikes that hit the de facto capital of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, was a retaliation for an attack in Paris Friday, November 13th. The first target of the attack is the building which is used by ISIS as a command post, as well as an ammunition depot. And we end with the headline of Business Indonesia. The Daily writes about the private needs a new breakthrough. The government should immediately issue a number of concrete breakthroughs to save Indonesia's trade performance, which were continuously confronted weakening commodity prices in the international market. From the 22 commodities monitored by the Central Bureau of Statistics, only two commodities which recorded price increases. The rest recorded various price corrections between 4% to 34%. Listener, that was headline from some national newspapers published today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listener, now we come to news in brief. Vice Chairman of Indonesian House of Representatives Fahri Hamzah on Tuesday in Jakarta conveyed his disagreement over Freeport contract extension. Indonesia already has the capacity to develop gold mining in Papua without needing to further expand Freeport contract, he said. Vice President Yusuf Kalla targets an economic growth of 7% within the next 5 years. In order to achieve this, productivity and society consumption must continue to be maintained. The Indonesian House of Representatives shows concern toward regional development budget in the 2016 state budget approved in the past plenary meeting. The concern is regarding the size of the budget prepared by the government for rural development in Indonesia. The Indonesian House of Representatives confirmed its readiness to attend several international parliamentarian meetings next December, including the United Nations Climate Change Conference, as well as the 8th Asian Parliamentary Assembly. Indonesian Parliament was officially announced deep condolences to the tragic incident in Paris recently. The thought and prayer was conveyed by House Speaker Setia Novanto in his opening remark on the Indonesian Parliament plenary meeting in Jakarta. Most businesses in Indonesia remain optimistic of growth prospects within the next 5 years, despite lingering anxiety amid global and local economic uncertainty, according to a survey by global consulting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers. Banjaroya Tourist Village Administrator, Kulon Progo District, Yogyakarta, will hold a culinary festival this weekend to promote several of its local products. Listener, that was news in brief.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Thank you for still listening at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with English Bulletin. Next segments, we have Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit East Nusa Tenggara Province. So, stay tuned. Listener, Maumere is the capital of Sika Regency in East Nusa Tenggara. The Christian majority city was once visited by Pope John Paul II in 1989. The small town is bordered to the sea on the north and south. In the north, Maumere adjacent to the Flores Sea, while in the south, the city is bordered by the Indian Ocean. The condition makes Maumere is awarded many maritime tourism attractions. One that you must visit when you come to Maumere is the Coca Beach. It is located near the town of Maumere. Listeners, Coca Beach, or popular known with the Dream Beach, which is located in Woloviro Village, Paga Sub-District, Sika Regency, the town of Maumere, is Nusa Tenggara Province. The beach is one of the favorite attractions in Maumere. The distance from Maumere is about 48 kilometers. You can go to the beach by plane from Jakarta to El Tari Airport, Kupang, the capital city of East Nusa Tenggara. From Kupang, the trip continues to the town of Maumere by plane. From Maumere Airport, you can rent a car to go to Coca Beach for 400,000 rupiah. Going to Coca Beach, you will pass the houses and plantation belonging to the local people with various kinds of fruit trees. Once arriving at the tourist sites,
you are required to pay the parking fee, which is only 10,000 rupiah for cars and 5,000 for motorbikes. This tourism area is already completed by various facilities such as parking lot, bathroom, and seating areas. The seat made of bamboo is rented for 10,000 rupiah. Unfortunately, there is not available lodging yet at the Koka Beach, but you can stay in the local people home if you want to spend the night. Koka Beach is surrounded by very beautiful green hills. Beautiful scenery with white sand and blue sea on the Koka Beach become the main attraction of the beach. Coral reefs that adorn the seawater also beautify the landscape of the beach. Swimming and diving activities are certainly become favorite tourist activities for tourists when visiting the Koka Beach. With quite large waves, many tourists also surfing at the beach. In the middle of the sea, it looks a small coral island. The local people called it Koka Island. Perhaps there can be found many species of unrattled snakes. Moreover, the name of the beach was taken from a bird species there. Until now, the birds can still be found for those who are lucky. Listeners, Koka Beach is flanked by two small hills, namely Roja on the west coast and Datisari Hill on the east. There is a fairly steep cliff of Roja Hill right on the beach with a height of 50 to 100 meters. At the foot of Mount Raja, there is a stone cave called Liavio with a depth of about 500 meters. On the ceiling of the cave, there are many good rock stalactites. The caves can be explored at low tide. At the foot of the Mount Datisari, there are bunkers contained a relic of Japanese soldiers during World War II with a depth of about 50 meters. They still kept the old tanks and weapons as well as relics of the Japanese army. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with a topic about Koka Beach. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa. Goodbye for now.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary which will guide you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is mencari apartemen, or in English, looking for an apartment. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Akhir, akhir ini. Akhir, akhir ini. In English, lately. Komputer. Komputer. In English, computer. Mencari. Mencari. To look for. Apartemen. Apartemen. Apartment. Sewa, sewa, to rent. December, December, December. Teman, teman, friend. Datang, datang, to come. Australia, Australia, Australia. Tinggal, tinggal, to stay. Hotel, hotel, hotel. Satu bulan, 1 month. Pusat perbelanjaan, shopping center. Masjid, mosque. Terbesar, the biggest. Asia Tenggara, Southeast Asia. Bersih, clean. Nyaman, nice or comfortable. Next is a conversation on mencari apartemen, or in English, looking for an apartment. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Anna and Mary. Akhir-akhir ini kamu tampak sibuk di depan komputer. Akhir-akhir ini kamu tampak sibuk di depan komputer. In English, lately you look busy in front of your computer. Apakah ada yang kamu cari? Apakah ada yang kamu cari? Is there something you are looking for? Ya, saya sedang mencari apartemen untuk disewa. Ya, saya sedang mencari apartemen untuk disewa. In English, yes, I'm looking for an apartment to rent. Bulan Desember, teman saya akan datang dari Australia. Bulan Desember, teman saya akan datang dari Australia. In December, my friend is coming from Australia. Dia tidak mau tinggal di hotel. Dia tidak mau tinggal di hotel. She doesn't want to stay in a hotel. Dia tinggal di Jakarta kurang lebih 1 bulan. Dia tinggal di Jakarta kurang lebih 1 bulan. She'll be staying in Jakarta for around 1 month. Yang dicari apartemen yang dekat dengan pusat perbelanjaan. Yang dicari apartemen yang dekat dengan pusat perbelanjaan. The apartment she's looking for must be close to shopping centers. Tidak jauh dari Masjid Istiqlal, masjid terbesar di Asia Tenggara. Tidak jauh dari Masjid Istiqlal, masjid terbesar di Asia Tenggara. Not far from Istiqlal Mosque, the biggest mosque in Southeast Asia. Kalau kamu sudah memutuskan, mari kita lihat tempatnya. Kalau kamu sudah memutuskan, mari kita lihat tempatnya. If you have decided, let's go and see it. Apakah bersih dan nyaman? Apakah bersih dan nyaman? Is it clean and comfortable? That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. I'm Hernita. In today's edition, I will introduce you to a newcomer pop singer in the Indonesian music industry, namely Eros Cokro. Well, listener, to initiate today's music corner, let's listen to a song entitled Mimpi Nyata by Eros Cokro. Happy listening.
Two. 1, 2, disco. Terfikir kau kan jadi milikku. Tak pernah terlintas diriku bersamamu.
hari-hariku kini terisi senyummu bagaikan pagi yang bersinar. Oh, siang malamku habiskan waktu denganmu. Hangat pelukmu buatku tetap merindu. Biarpun kau bukan yang pertama bagiku, kaulah yang terakhir. Kaulah mimpiku yang jadi nyata. Takkan ku lepas kamu selamanya. Kini kaulah pemeran utama, damping hidupku selamanya. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Tak pernah terfikir kau kan jadi milikku. Kini kau nyata telah menjadi cintaku. Dulu kau hanya jadi cinta di mimpiku. Kini kau cinta nyataku. Oh yeah. Kamu selamanya. Kini kaulah pemeran utama, pendamping hidupku selamanya. Kaulah mimpiku yang jadi nyata. Takkan ku lepas kamu selamanya. Kini kaulah pemeran utama, pendamping hidupku selamanya.
Listener, Indonesian music industry never stops to provide opportunities for new talent of singers, including a new singer, Eros Chokro. The singer, who is known from an event entitled Music Video Contest, organized by one of the music video sites, has attracted the attention of producers of Music Factory label, which eventually gave him the contract as a singer. Then, debut of Eros Chokro, who finally released an album with an old song entitled Ketika Tangan dan Kaki Berkata, a religious song that was released in June 2014 and broadcasted simultaneously in 51 radio stations in Indonesia. Well, let's listen to the next song entitled Ketika Tangan dan Kaki Berkata by Eros Chokro. Happy listening.
Tahu kita bila harinya tanggung jawab tiba. Kaki
officially launched in the method of simultaneous play, Eros Chokro also on the same day appeared before the media crews in the launching religious compilation album Cahaya Bintang Ramadan in Jakarta. He brought religious single entitled Bila Tangan dan Kaki Berkata, a single that has ever been popularized by the late Krisya in past few years. Eros is very grateful to be chosen as one of the emerging artists on the Music Factory Indonesia label. Eros Chokro said that successful of person should remember the creator, God Almighty. So, to sing the religious songs is a form of thanksgiving to God for providing incomparable pleasure to mankind. Well, listeners, to conclude our music for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Aku Cinta Padamu and Get Lucky by Eros Chokro. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Ini tuh kau dan aku, tapi di kau bagaikan air yang membeku. Masih terbaca ragu di matamu. Haruskah aku berikrar tuh yang keseribu kali? Aku cinta padamu. Cinta padamu, sungguh mestikah ku ulangi dari mulutku sendiri. Aku cinta padamu, kasih sesungguhnya tak salah bila kau tanya. Banyaknya wanita yang telah menggoda, tetapi setia kini aku bertahan. Masihkah kau tak mengerti? Masihkah kau tak percaya?
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Harus aku akui, aku tak mungkin bisa melepaskan
atau mencampakkanmu. Harus pula aku akui bahwa sebagian jiwaku telah terikat mati gairahmu. Meski kan ku hadapi kenyataan pahit itu, membiarkanmu terjamah cinta yang lain. Aku takkan pernah berhenti mencintamu seluruh hati. Aku takkan pernah, aku tak akan bisa. Meski aku takkan mungkin selamanya menumpahkan rasa denganmu, tapi ku akan rela karena itu tak mungkin. Tak pernah terfikirkan kemana arah cinta ini, dipertahankan ataukah harus berakhir. Aku hanya terus berpijak pada keadaan ini. Aku tak bisa lari dari cintamu. Takkan pernah berhenti mencintamu seluruh hati. Aku takkan pernah, aku tak akan bisa. Meski aku takkan mungkin selamanya menumpahkan rasa denganmu, tapi ku akan rela karena itu tak mungkin.
Selamanya menumpahkan rasa denganmu, tapi ku akan rela.
Aku harus mampu
maafkan aku. Aku harus melepaskanmu meski masih ada rasa sayang.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.